Well, yes, it was very frustrating because there were so many great people who were coming down to Annapolis, getting their 1 minute to testify, and you just got to meet hundreds and hundreds of people. These are great Americans, and they're just all stripes of life, different kinds of folks coming down there saying they don't want their constitutional rights destroyed. They don't want a bill that really does nothing to protect their safety and violence in this country and in this state. And it's all about politics and a governor who's trying to run for president and use the state of Maryland as a super PAC to promote his campaign. So it's very frustrating on the one hand, knowing that this bill is probably going to pass. And on the other hand, it's exciting to hear these wonderful people come down to Annapolis.
I think it's interesting. I'm looking at, you know, some of the news stories where it looks like you had over 1,300 people signed up to testify. All but 34 were opposed to the bill. So obviously this is far beyond a Republican-Democrat issue.
Yes, and many people said, look, I'm a Democrat or I'm a liberal or I'm a woman and I'm here because of my experience in life and this, and I want to protect my children and I want the right to have a firearm to protect myself. And I want the Constitution to be respected. And very, very few people there in support. We hear this nonsense, this big lie about the polls that say, oh, people want gun control. Well, because they don't understand the issue to some degree. They don't know what this bill is all about. But there were only 40 people there who were in favor of gun control.
And let's sort of, you know, peel the onion back. Some of the controversial stuff in this is, first of all, that a gun owner would have to obtain a license and also submit fingerprints, and both those controversial pieces of the bill are still in there, correct?
Yes, they are. And the courts have ruled that, yes, you can put regulations in place, but they must be the least restrictive and they must be without delay. And everything in this bill, from licensing to paying a fee to the training programs, which are extravagant, all of them are unconstitutional. And what I predict is, yes, this bill will pass because there's a supermajority in the General Assembly, and this governor controls the show. It will probably go to referendum. I don't know how it's going to do on referendum, but it's going to go into the courts. And when it goes into the courts, it's going to get into serious trouble.
Well, it is. And just looking at this from a political standpoint with the governor, I mean, Delegate, I can see this going all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And is that really what he wants to be dealing with if he's running for president in 2016? Is a piece of legislation that it's his landmark legislation and it's being deemed unconstitutional?
You know, I don't think people in this state understand what is happening to their state. I was born here. My father was born here. My grandfather was born here. And I love this state. It's a wonderful place with the Chesapeake Bay and the ocean and the mountains. And these politicians in Annapolis are absolutely destroying this place. Every single year, they come back to Annapolis with creative, new, terrible ideas. You would think last year, in-state tuition for illegals, gay marriage, taxes on 100,000-aires, you would think, well,
redistricting,
you know, my God, they can't come up with anything else. And here we go. We come into this year, and what do we have? Gun control, repeal of the capital punishment, gas tax, windmills that are nothing but political props to promote this guy's presidential campaign, 40, 80-story high. Think about a building in downtown Baltimore, the tallest building, 40 of these things, 20 miles out in the ocean, and if they are successful building them, they've never been built anywhere in the United States, if they are successful, when it's all said and done, one thing will be accomplished. They will light up 61,000 houses out of the 2.1 million in this state.
Yeah, and look, I mean, and not a shot against BG&E, but they just need an extra $170 million for some power lines and trimming trees.
That's another surcharge.
Right.
And that is something they should have done year after year, and they failed to do. And now we're going to pay for their failure. This stuff just keeps coming. And, you know, I think 4 years from now, Barack Obama is going to be out in Hawaii getting $1 million for every speech he makes, and he's going to turn to Michelle and he's going to say, listen, if I had only 4 more years in the White House, I could do what they are doing in Maryland, because Maryland has become the France of America, and it's unstoppable. The untold story and the dirty little secret about this state is that those radicals who are in charge of this state are unstoppable.
Well, the referendum thing from last time, it's frustrating because you bring up the in-state tuition. I definitely thought that was getting shot down. Gay marriage, I wasn't too sure about. Redistricting, absolutely thought that was. We need to step back from it, though. It's a failure that nothing got repealed, but a lot of these were very close votes, and you got to look at the success of it making it to referendum. And I think that is something to be hopeful for when this gets passed, if it gets to referendum. I mean, none of these survived by any large margins.
Well, here's the problem, Jimmy. Pancho Villa once said that it was the great misfortune of Mexico that God placed Mexico next to the United States.
Right.
Pancho McDonough says that it's the great misfortune of Maryland that God placed Maryland next to Washington, D.C. And, for example, the in-state tuition passed 80-20 in Montgomery County.
Right.
Montgomery County and Prince George's County are now controlling the entire state of Maryland. There may never, ever again be a governor or a United States senator, and I'm talking about a Democrat, elected in this state from Baltimore. You have three of them right now. They are an endangered species. All of your future statewide party elected people are going to be from the D.C. suburbs.
And real quick, before I let you go, the mental health aspect of this, I know that's, significant to your committee. How's all that tying into the legislation right now?
Well, it's a mess, quite frankly. I mean, basically what they're saying is if a woman has going through the change of life and she goes to a doctor and she gets some help, which is normal, it's not a bad thing,
sure.
She gets the medication, or someone has a bad day or whatever, and they go for one day, they're suddenly going to be suspicious, they're going to get fingerprinted, and they're not going to be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights because they have a mental disability based on a one-day experience. And that's not constitutional, and it's nonsense. And, yes, our committee's going to work on it. I got to tell you, the health committee is infested. I shouldn't say that because they're my friends, but it's loaded with liberals. But they're a good committee when it comes to health. They're pretty good, with the exception of the Obamacare nonsense that they're pushing. And they're pretty smart. So hopefully they might change that. But even if they fix that, Jimmy, I mean, what are we dealing with here? We are going to have the most oppressive gun control law in the United States. And why is that happening? So this governor can run around the whole country in California, and he can say to the big money liberals, listen, I'm a lot better than that guy Cuomo.
Right.
I'm the guy that should be president because I'm so radical, I make Obama look like a conservative.